Hi there, welcome back to the Be The Cake podcast with me, your host, Liz Campbell. And today, I want to talk about something that kind of seems to fly under the radar. Well, it certainly seems to, as far as I'm concerned. It's something that's just been occurring to me. As a neurodivergent person, you will probably find that even though in theory, you're an incredible master manifester, and actually, like, part of your purpose here on this planet is to create with ease. Because of the way that, and this is an interesting one actually, because all of this has just occurred to me this morning, and I really need you to come and talk about it because it's certainly been my experience. I was browsing my way through the feed on my TikTok, and I came across a video by a creator on there who's talking very much similar terms actually to the understandings I have, but in a different way. Their perception of things comes through differently. I talk quite a lot about geometry and all of these other things in my Magic Zone group. There was a woman on TikTok, I can't remember her name off the top of my head. It had something to do with sage in it, that much I do remember. And she was talking about how she literally sees with her clairvoyance the way that people create geometrical shapes and flow and portals and things through their movements and stuff, and how people walk into different realities. And I was thinking about my work in relationship to this, and I was also thinking about, because she did another thing that also popped up on my feed, I was thinking about the nervous system issues that I know that I've experienced, and most of the neurodivergent people I know have experienced throughout their lives. And she was saying that actually, and it made so much sense to me, she was actually saying that if you're autistic, basically, you chose in this lifetime, and she was saying this isn't from a hierarchical perspective, and I do actually want to kind of really echo this and sort of emphasise it. There's nothing about anyone being better than or any of that stuff. This is just a choice that we made in this lifetime. If you came in neurodivergent, basically, autistic particularly, okay, wherever you are in terms of like how severe your autism is, you know, how much you've noticed it, whether you've been diagnosed or not, you may well have self-diagnosed. If you're like me, kind of someone who's, I'm going to say older, has more years under your belt. But yeah, basically, one of the things about being autistic is that you actually have more of your spirit embodied in your body, which causes essentially it's like an overload of the nervous system. Okay. And so there's this kind of weird paradox that goes on where you're a master manifester, but actually, and I was having this realization that as an autistic person, basically you come in as a master manifester, you're here not to be led by other people, but to actually innovate in all sorts of ways and to help to change the way that society operates. There's a lot of people who started cluing onto this now. I know for me, I've always been someone who's followed my own steam, gone my own path and so on and so forth. And I know that when I've tried to fit in with other people trying to lead me who don't respect my ability to lead myself, it's always ended up turning into an absolute fucking disaster. It's an interesting one. I think, you know, I will say right now, if you are on the spectrum in any way, shape or form, if you're neurodivergent, the chances are that if you sign up with a neurotypical coach or someone who sells a system or a process that they try to teach you and you try to fit into it, it's not going to fucking work for you. It just won't, basically, because you're not here to follow other people's systems. You're here to come up with whole new things. So you will always need to work with coaches, mentors, etc., who actually understand and honour that and lead you to actually you discovering your own answers and actually help you to develop your own abilities rather than trying to fit you into some kind of cookie cutter, one size fits all process of doing things. It just, you know, it just won't work for you. I can say from my own experience and having done lots of trial and error on this in terms of my choices of signing up with people and so on and so forth and seeing the after effects, effectively, of every time I've ever signed up with anyone who had like any idea of trying to lead me down a path in order for them to validate their own worth. And I've seen this a lot in the coaching industry when you have coaches who actually aren't skilled in helping people to really develop who they are. They're more about teaching a system or a process and trying to make people to fit into that, or an idea of how someone should be. And then like the aftermath of that, if you are neurodivergent, is that it won't fucking work for you, and you will end up going, why the fuck did I waste my time, basically. So it's just really important to understand that. And there's, you know, no shade on anyone who's made the mistakes that I have or anyone who teaches that way. It works for some people. But I think understanding your own energetic type and understanding kind of what you're here for is such a big part of understanding who the right people are to work with and who just aren't, basically, you know. And everyone's got the right people for them and people who just aren't right for them, and that's just the way it is, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know. It's, and sometimes you do a bit of trial and error before you get to that point. But anyhow, I've kind of done my standard thing of going off a complete fucking tangent, like gonna circle myself back now to where I was and say that the weird paradoxical thing that I've certainly noticed for myself and for anyone else who's neurodivergent, and I'm going to put a little caveat on this as well and say, as someone who has developed my own work and is very skilled at working with energy and is very good at picking apart and unraveling my own knots, as well as seeing other people's and helping them to unravel them, okay, so that they can get back to a place where they are actually in alignment with themselves and moving forwards in the way that they want to move forwards, that's not, you know, just becoming a cookie cutter fucking copy of someone else. One of the things that I have noticed about myself is that I have veered between being an absolute master manifester and someone who almost couldn't tie their own fucking shoelaces. And the big difference that has been made along the way between these two states of being has been a lot to do with my nervous system, and also tied into that, the habit of overthinking my creations, which is actually a side effect of trauma due to a dysregulated nervous system, ironically enough. And if you are autistic or neurodivergent, you will tend to have sensory issues that pop up, particularly in relationship to other people, due to the fact that your nervous system is already overloaded with the fact that there's more of your spiritual energy trying to fit into your body than with someone who's neurotypical, which means that there's like a level of fry going on already. One of the things that I have actually developed through my own work is the understanding that it's possible for us to upgrade our nervous systems. In fact, if you're neurodivergent, I'd say it's fucking essential to upgrade your nervous system from the point of view. And when we're talking about upgrading your nervous system, it's actually making the energetic adjustments so that your apparatus, as it were, in terms of your physical body, actually starts to be able to process more energy. It's like we come in, basically, and the whole human body then starts requiring upgrades in order to be able to handle the energy that we are trying to house, if that makes any sense. You know, and it is part of the work that I've done on myself. But I really want to touch on this point of essentially understanding that the habit of overthinking your creations, your manifestations, is the thing that stops them from dropping into reality. And it is a nervous system issue. Okay. First and foremost, it's a nervous system issue, basically, because of the fact that essentially the nervous system is basically overwhelmed or overloaded and therefore reacts traumatically to much smaller things much more quickly than someone who's neurotypical would. Does this make sense? And in the process of all of this, I realised in actual fact that there is stuff that needs to be done to alleviate the trauma, okay, or which is causing the overthinking in the first place. And so in this week's podcast, and I'm going to say, as I say this, in this week's podcast, and I'm hoping to actually get back into the whole thing of actually doing a weekly one. I know I started up again at the beginning of this year, and there's been a big pause because I have been focusing on quite a lot of stuff over here in this corner. Basically, two deaths of people close to me, and my partner's father is currently on his way out as well. So there's been a lot going on over here. And in between all of that, I have been living this crazy paradox, actually, of sort of being somewhere between all of this tragedy and grief and sadness and managing that, and also having the most insane downloads, upgrades, epic realizations, epiphanies, and so on and so forth. And somewhere in between all of that, I have been sort of berating myself about not being more organized with this podcast, but at the same time I just didn't have the bandwidth. I'm now starting to get back on track again, so I'm hoping that this is going to be a weekly thing. I'm not making any promises right now. I'm going to do my best to try and make it a weekly thing, because I do actually really enjoy being able to share my understandings and my thoughts and so on and so forth using this medium. What I will say, and I'm going to drop in here as an invitation, if you are someone who's been following me and what I'm up to and the stuff I post on social media and you want guaranteed input from me, then the Magic Zone is the place to come and sign up to be a member of in order to get that, because that is where I always show up, come hell or high water, regardless of what's going on with anything else. It is my priority, whereas the free social media stuff isn't. You know, at the end of the day, I like showing up here, I like sharing my stuff, but in actual fact my energy is primarily reserved for the spaces where I am working in an official capacity with people. And I think that's fairly fucking understandable, really. I'm really good at prioritizing that now. Once upon a time, I wasn't. And this is another thing with neurodivergent people. We have a tendency, I observed this in myself, I've observed it in others, to be so incredibly enthusiastic and wanting to share an info dump and all the rest of it, that we can tend to be a bit like an overexcited puppy that's really overenthusiastic one minute, but then gets overwhelmed the next minute, and so on and so forth. And one of the things I've noticed about myself that I'll lay on the table right here is that there have been times in my life where I have over-prioritized the things that shouldn't be a priority, basically, where I've over-prioritized sharing information on free networks that people can just consume willy-nilly without any necessary level of respect or even paying proper attention to it, and allowed other parts of my life to suffer as a result. And that is not something I do anymore, which is why you will see me, when there's other stuff going on, pulling my head in and being a lot less present on social media, in order that I direct my energy and attention to the places where it is a priority, which is my paying clients and the people who actually actively want to work with me. Now, having said all of that, I do also really feel that it's super important for me to show up when I feel called to on social media, in this podcast, in the pieces I write from my blog, you know, doing stuff on TikTok, putting stuff here on YouTube and Spotify and, you know, various places when I feel called to. I do allow my own consciousness to direct me as to when that happens and where. I feel like when people talk about consistency all the time, there's like this understanding that gets bandied around with consistency, that consistency is about showing up and being in public and doing things in public all the time. And actually, the first place that you ever need to practice consistency, in my opinion, and you can disagree with me on this if you like, is in being consistent with ourselves and showing up for ourselves. And showing up for yourself actually means showing up for the things that are important to you, that bring you joy, that actually feel right to you and good to you, and actually are in alignment with your intuitive guidance. That's consistency. It might not mean that you are showing up and posting 3 times a day on these platforms on social media and doing all the tick box things that they tell you that the algorithm requires and so on and so forth. I'm going to say right now, most of that stuff is bullshit, okay? In fact, all of it's bullshit. You are the algorithm. You get to dictate. You are the divine timing. You get to decide. You get to decide, and you get to understand that when you show up for yourself and when you're consistent with yourself and when you're consistent with following your inner guidance, okay, the right people will find you. The right people will tap into what you're saying. They will be led to you, especially when you work in conjunction with your own spiritual energy, higher consciousness, spirit team, and set the intentions properly. Okay, it's not about ticking a bunch of boxes of metrics that some guy with a spreadsheet's given you in order to satisfy some external alter god, as it were, of algorithm. And I can tell you that from the point of view of having seen the difference it makes between working with my team and working with my own higher consciousness and seeing the actual evidence of that, and then the difference between that and working with the so-called metrics I'm given to try and fulfill by someone's idea of what the algorithm does. And I will tell you, no contest, hands down, that working with your spirit team will always bring the right people to you. End of fucking story. You know, whether that means you become some viral sensation or not is by the by. What matters is that you are connecting with the right people, the ones that are actually going to gain the most evolution from interacting with and engaging with your messages, the ones who are going to feel like they click into alignment with themselves as a result of interacting with your stuff, the ones who are going to step forwards and actually want to work with you, who you know that you're going to have the best time with, and they're going to have the best time, and everyone's going to have a great time. It's not about this whole idea of having millions of people following you in order to, you know, satisfy some kind of, I don't know, desperation to prove that you're worthy because deep down you believe that you're not. Does this make sense? Anyhow, sorry for the rant on that, but like, I do feel like it needs saying, because I think there's a lot of people who've really got their like values skewed on this stuff. And it's something I've spent a long time sitting with over the past, fuck knows how long I've been doing this, 7 years or so. You know, I've had stuff I've put out that's been wildly successful. I've had stuff that I've put out that I've really believed in that has reached barely anyone. But I know and trust that everything that I put out that comes from my heart, that comes from my soul, will reach the people that it needs to, even if it takes a while. Because in actual fact, that's the nature of when you're following your intuition, when you're expressing yourself honestly and genuinely in alignment with your soul, the right people will find it, even if it takes a while, even if you've got what I call like your equivalent of a Harry Potter invisibility cloak hanging over you, okay? We come back to that thing of do what you do because you love to do it and because you can't not do it, and let everything else take care of itself, because it will. Having said all of that, you know, we do all sorts of shit where we push away the results that we want through our energetics, through our lack of coherence in terms of our energy with what we actually want to experience, you know, where we are in that place where we are running a paradox on some level that's very much like, on the one hand, you want it, on the other hand, you're shit scared of it. And it is that paradoxical energy that causes most of the time all the problems that we have with manifesting anything in our lives. What I want to do is finish off this podcast today, having ranted about all of this stuff at you, with a piece of energy work protocol, if you like, which I'm going to put some music with so you can lie back for this bit and relax and allow yourself to receive it. And basically what we are doing is we're going to be sorting out, dealing with that habit of overthinking your manifestations from the roots, so that you can step into a greater amount of trust that what you are creating is coming without overthinking it, okay? Without creating all of the, I'm going to say, the catastrophizing that people do without even understanding where it's coming from, which is a trauma response. It's a trauma response. It's always a fucking trauma response. And I will also dump in here the invitation that if you want to come join the magic zone, you can find details of how to do that somewhere around this podcast. There's a standstill link, and there is also a link tree. So you can peruse both of those, and there's also a direct link to my website, basically on Podia, and you can investigate that. And I will actually just drop in as well, if you're listening to this before the end of February 2024, up until the end of this month, in order to celebrate my 50th birthday, there is 50% off all digital products and offers, excluding the Magic Zone, which you can take advantage of. So do please do that if you are wanting energetic assistance and help, and you resonate with the free stuff that you've already interacted with here on my YouTube or wherever it is that you're listening to this, okay? And yeah, enjoy this piece in terms of the not overthinking your manifestation. We're going to be dealing with that habit basically from the roots. If you find yourself coming to a point in the future where you're overthinking again, you can come back and listen to this again. And I'm sending you so much love. So for this next bit, just lie back, relax, close your eyes, take some nice big deep breaths, and allow yourself to receive the energy work that's embedded in this. Okay. And drink plenty of water as part of the integration, because you will be releasing.